Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team of Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you?
Well, I've learned one thing this week. It's not real estate related, but with the weather we've been having, baseball season, the man who invented those little hand warmers, the little beanbag, genius. Okay.
Yes, definitely genius. You know, I've got kids in hockey, and I would say we use those at the rink.
Stuff them in the boots?
Quite a bit, so for sure. Well, it's been a windy one, for
you
sure.
You use them when you're out showing houses. Complimentary hand warmers.
Complimentary hand warmers.
There we go.
Added bonus. I love it. And as always with us, our premier lender here in the studio with us, Mr. Mike Denslow at Wells Fargo. Mike, how are you?
Doing good.
Yes.
Got my move done and just living out of boxes
you
right
know,
now.
I always say that in our business, moving every couple of years, it gives you good, I believe the right word is empathy for your clients.
Absolutely. That's
that
how
why
we
you
came
do
up
it?
With, yeah, that's how we came up with some of the things we talked about on last week's show about don't pack financial documents and all those kind of things.
Right, because you are experiencing a move yourself.
That's right.
For sure. So
wow.
In temporary quarters, right?
That's right.
Okay, very, very good. Well, I'm glad you got everything done, made the move. And
you labeled everything?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, good.
The thing is, you're putting into practices, putting into practice the things that we stress on the show.
Yes, we would definitely want him to avoid as many mistakes as possible. We always like to start with some local news. Just one of the biggest things I picked out of this week of what's going on is they did finalize the impact fees in Pasco that we talked about. In fact, in a real-world scenario, we've actually seen some new construction prices in that part of town already increase.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing those reflections on contracts and new construction builds already. So price of those homes have gone up some to cover that impact fee. Also of note, which was really interesting in our local news, people always ask me, Lance, where is everybody coming from? Who's buying these houses that
mm-hmm.
are for sale? Why is our market still stable? Well, it was good to see that we definitely had this week come out non-farm employment numbers in our local area have been increasing.
Up 2% over this time last year.
Exactly. So you've got non-farm employment numbers increasing. That is one of the factors that continues to drive housing. You've got new jobs, increases, new people coming to the area to fill those jobs, and that's one of the big factors that we've seen pushing increased housing. So it's good to see kind of that correlation kind of supports what we've been seeing in the market so that we know what's going on there also. So glad to see those numbers strong, and that definitely helps our housing situation.
Absolutely.
Well, I do have, in honor of, and this week's celebrity housing story actually comes from a friend of the show, Jimmy Butcher. You know, woohoo, Jimmy,
yep,
from hockey. I saw him this weekend, and he listened, avid listener of the show, and he said, you've got to go, Lance, and check out. I saw a commercial for Dick Clark's Yabba Dabba Flintstone house.
Yeah.
On the market. I said, Jimmy, I missed that one. I'm going to go look it up.
I saw that.
So I looked it up and got the particulars on it from a real estate perspective. Crazy to think. So the 82-year-old, American Bandstand host and countless New Year's Eve, I'm sure you've seen him, Dick Clark. He put his Malibu house on the market, and it truly is a custom-built cave-like home.
It is an exact replica of the house you saw in the Flintstones movie.
Inside,
but it was built to code.
Inside, it is insane. It's listed for $3.5 million. A lot of the value is in the land. It sits on 22 acres on top of a mountain.
Wow.
It's actually only a one-bedroom home, one-bedroom, two-bathroom specialty dwelling, but it does have the 360-degree views of the Pacific Ocean, the Channel Islands, Serenade Valley, and the lights of Los Angeles. So a lot of it is tied up in real estate. But it was really interesting to see, kind of the history of that, that Dick Clark had sold his production company in 07 for $175 million to Washington Redskins owner Daniel Snyder. So I think he can probably afford a price reduction if he has to get rid of it. But it is going to take a very special buyer. I wish you could see the look in the studio on Mike Denzel's face because I just passed him the picture of this.
Furrowed brows.
What do you think of that, Mike?
Yabba dabba doo.
So, I can see the wheels turning in Mike's brain because I know he's thinking about appraisal problems.
And you know what? You'll notice because it's in California, all the vegetation looks prehistoric.
I saw
that on the web.
If you get a chance, you can go on Google, type in Dick Clark's Flintstone House, and it'll pop right up with a great link to it. So thanks, Jimmy, for watching out for our celebrity real estate. Appreciate that recommendation and putting it to use on the show. Speaking of listeners, I also want to thank the listeners. Our numbers this year are way up as far as radio-related leads, listener questions, transactions we've done with listeners. So we really appreciate all of the business. We appreciate your inquiries and your contacts we've had, especially the last couple of weeks. So as the market increases, so does our business and so does our listenership. So we really appreciate that. Two topics I really wanted to cover on this show that we're seeing a lot put into practice right now and getting a ton of questions about. And the first one is the buyer sale of property contingency. So this is a big issue that comes up. People say, I found a house I want, but I haven't sold my house yet. How do we do that?
So that's what that means.
That's exactly right. They're like, how do we approach that? Or people find their dream house comes on the market, and they haven't sold their house yet, haven't really thought about it, but extenuating circumstances say, let's make an offer on that house, but we need to sell our house. So what contingency really handles that, and how does that process work, and kind of what are the repercussions to each side of that? So it states, it's a contingency to a normal purchase and sale contract. So you would make your regular offer contingent upon your home inspections, contingent upon your financing, and then you're adding another contingency that is titled buyer sale of property contingency. What that basically means, and we'll break down the clauses in here, is that says that Mr. Seller, we want to buy your home, but we need 45 days or whatever amount you choose to negotiate in that time period. We need 45 days to sell our existing home.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we have sold our existing home, we will purchase your house at X amount of dollars. And so that is the seller really making a decision, okay, will I give this buyer, they've made me an offer, and that's where you really start to consider your negotiating. They've made me a pretty good offer. I like the terms of the offer. I would sell the house to them at that price. But
45 days.
45 days can go by. I might be considered a little bit off the market because of that. And that is also a discussion to have. Because what happens is that is a distinction that has changed in our computers for showing. You can still show it. It's still marketed as active. But there is a first place contract on it that you would have to bump out of the way.
With more money.
Not necessarily.
Oh.
See, that is the key, and that here's why we're doing the show, McKay, because that is the misconception that happens a lot. So it's very interesting. So how the language of the contingency actually reads is that it is agreed between the seller, they may keep the property on the market and continue to show it until they receive notice that the buyer has entered into an agreement to sell their contingency property, or the buyer waives that contingency and just agrees to close without selling their other house. If, prior to that time, the seller accepts another offer to purchase the property, they'll give written notice that they've accepted a new offer, and they give the buyer X number of days to either waive their contingency or say it's satisfied by selling their property.
Oh.
So what's not in that language is it doesn't say accept another offer for more money.
Mm.
They could even accept another offer for less money, but it might be non-contingent. It might be a cash offer that could close in 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
So they could accept that offer. But what you have to negotiate when you look at these is you have to negotiate with the buyer. How many days are you going to give a buyer to respond if you get another offer? because the buyer might need to see if they could arrange financing maybe without selling their house.
Mm-hmm.
Likely they've looked into these options ahead of time and they wouldn't need to be contingent if they had that option.
Yeah.
But not always the case. So that's the thing is, as a buyer, you're going to want that to be 2 or 3 days so you can kind of circle the wagons, get your stuff together, and have a contingency plan. As a seller, if you get another offer and a buyer that's hot to buy your property, you might likely want to try to negotiate that down to 1 or 2 days so that you can say, look, you either got to fish or cut bait. You got to make a decision or I'm going to have to go with this other buyer. So it allows the seller to lock somebody into their property,
mm-hmm.
have a pre-negotiated price on the property, and just really waiting on the buyer selling their house. And technically, they can still accept offers on the property that could potentially bump out the first buyer. It is a matter of negotiating, though, those differences and what that means to you. We do notice that on a very realistic level, once somebody accepts a contingent offer on a property, their mm-hmm. showings do drop because sometimes people don't want to see a property that's encumbered at all. They might not want to risk that the other person could just waive their contingency, get emotionally tied in that property, and then mm-hmm. still not get it.
Do most contingencies close then because
well,
of the drop?
Most is is an interesting word. The contingencies really turn out to be, it's kind of about a 50-50 shot. I mean, in our experience that we see, about 50% of the time, the other property will go ahead and sell and close. And the other 50% of the time, you'll get a showing or in a hot market, you'll get another buyer in there and they'll get bumped out. So it really isn't an end all. It's just you have to decide if the risk reward is worth it for you, decide if you can negotiate favorable terms for that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it works out great. Like I said, I mean, 50-50 chance, if you're willing to wait the 45 days to see, it might be the best option to you because you might get a little bit more money. So buyer sale property contingency is a big one we see right now, especially in the spring market. A lot of people selling and moving up. So we're dealing with this document a lot right now. We're evaluating if it's good, bad, or indifferent for our sellers and making those decisions. If you have any questions about doing that, going through that process,
you need to call.
We've done it a lot. Give us a call because there's a lot of scenarios and paragraphs in there that we don't have time to cover in just mm-hmm. a 30-minute show. But we're doing it a lot right now. We're evaluating those for our sellers. We're looking at the terms. We're writing offers like that for our buyers. So it's something that we're really entrenched in right now in this market that's very busy and taking a look at that. And then when I come back, once we have a contract on the house, we're going to talk to Mike Denzel a little bit about getting some of the money for that and then talk about using a team to make sure you close.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here still trying to get over the Flintstone house. During the break,
the goats have been flying. You don't really want to hear them because they were bad.
Save the audience from that. But we are back talking about the process of buying and selling and really looking for kind of a mortgage lending update, one of the largest pieces of that puzzle, and is getting the money to buy the house.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want to ignore that key fact, and who takes care of us on that end? Mike Denslow, Wells Fargo. Mike, how are you?
I'm great.
Good. So what do you got for us this week? What's going on with lending over there?
Well, I mean, it just goes back to, I mean, I feel like I'm saying similar things every week, but it's never too early to get pre-approved. I mean, in that circumstance where you're talking about putting in contingent offers and those kind of things. Yeah, can I buy the house without selling my house? Do I have the reserves? Do I have the down payment? Do I have enough room in my income ratio and all those different things? So that's something to definitely give me a call and chat about. That happens all the time. In fact, I think we even had one client that was looking at a house that you had listed that, and he had set himself up to get pre-approved and hadn't sold his house yet. And, yeah, it's funny how the radio show mirrors reality, doesn't it?
It does. And sometimes that's an option that people do. And that's one of the things you never know about those contingents. A very smart buyer will go in and they will get pre-approved ahead of time to potentially buy the second house without having to sell their house. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't make a contingent offer, because that is up to the seller to decide if they're willing to take that or not. So a buyer could, and a buyer doesn't have to say, when they make a contingent offer, they don't have to say, yeah, I can buy it without, no problem, because then why would a seller ever accept that? You just wouldn't. So a buyer can get pre-approved ahead of time. A very savvy buyer that would be ready for that contingency, maybe be in a position to buy the second house without selling theirs, but maybe not want to if they didn't have to. And then a lot of times what happens is you have that bump clause, but the seller gets a second offer, gives notice to the first buyer that says you need to waive this contingency and close or get out of the way. If they've already been pre-approved to purchase the house without selling theirs, they can then waive that contingency and then move to closing.
Exactly.
So a very, you know, a very savvy buyer in that situation would have already talked to Mike and be prepared for what was going to happen in that bump clause.
Well, what I like to say is just get educated on your options.
Yeah.
I mean, if that isn't an option, then you know it going in. If it is an option, then you use it to your advantage. You put in that contingent offer, and then if your place doesn't sell, they get another offer. Now you've got choices, right?
Definitely. And so, choices are what it comes down to, helping you be in a comfortable position.
Yep. It's all about sleeping at night. That's what I talk about. You know, can you sleep at night with some of these choices? Can you feel comfortable, you know, buying the house without selling it? Maybe, and sometimes that takes a few days to be comfortable with that. So rather than be in the heat of the moment, say, oh, we found the house, we got to do this, and let's do this, and, you know,
right.
Hey, let's get it. You know, if you're even thinking that, let's just get it out of the way. Doesn't mean you have to do it, but at least we've talked about it. So that's huge. Getting pre-approved. I mean, man, I can't say that enough. We'll probably talk about that on the show for the next 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is just minimum downs. There's a lot of people out there that don't know what the minimum down. I still get people that say, well, the minimum down on a conventional loan is 20%, right? I mean,
yeah,
that's
I hear that all the time prior to people talking to you.
Right, yeah. So you've got government loans and you've got conventional loans. And the government loans, you've got VA for veterans, that's a zero down loan. And then you got an FHA loan, which is 3.5% down. That 3.5% down can be a gift from a relative. The FHA credit scores definitely go a little lower than what conventional can do. That's more of a first-time home buyer loan, but you don't. Another misnomer is that you have to be a first-time home buyer to use an FHA loan, which FHA does not stand for first-time home buyer.
It does not at all.
It's
yes.
Federal Housing Authority. So,
yes.
Just another little thing, and then getting to conventional, the minimum down is 5%.
Okay.
And now you have to have higher credit scores to be able to do a 5%. Down, but it is an option. I mean, you can do 5, 10, 15, 20. You can do any of those options on conventional with the appropriate credit score. So if you have a lower credit score but a larger down payment, then we're going to compare FHA to conventional.
Gotcha.
And we're going to say, okay, which one works better? And I always say, you know, how long do you plan on being in the house? Is it, you know, a starter house, 3-4 years? Is it going to be, oh, no. When I move somewhere, I live there forever, and so we look at all those different things. And then also in parts of North Pasco, you've got the USDA Rural Housing Loan, which is also a zero-down loan. They have income guidelines, income maximums. They are a little bit more strict, but we've done our share of those, and it's a good loan for, you know, that stuff in North Pasco out there. There's a lot of new construction out there that, and people are getting in on zero down. So those are just the basics. You know, I'm always advocating people, you know, if they're looking for their options, to give me a call, and we can go over those in person or over the phone, through email, however they want to do it.
That sounds great, Mike. Those are great information, great programs, very knowledgeable about what's out there. And if someone hasn't shopped for a loan or has yet to refinance in the last couple of years, I would definitely recommend they give you a call so that they can start that ball rolling. And what's the contact info again for you?
736-2621 is my direct line at work, and 531-9507 is the cell. And I'll just finish it up here. As always, Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Excellent. Thank you
there
so
you
much. Now, McKay, so we don't run out of time, I am going to tell you that we are going to do the pick three right now, because I've been telling you there's amazing inventory coming in the spring market, and there is amazing inventory. These are all brand new listings that we've put on this week. Fabulous, fabulous options, and here they are. Number one, brand new listing that we have, 603 Patricia Court in Richland. That's in the Meadow Springs area out there off of Gage and Bella Reve. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler on a large corner lot. It's 1,675 square feet. The lot size is it's a quarter acre. It's 0.26. It's got a sunken formal living room, vaulted ceilings, fireplace, formal dining, family room with access to the backyard. The kitchen's been updated, tile backsplash, and a breakfast bar. Amazing landscaping. I mean, super well taken care of property. Huge backyard, covered patio, and a storage shed. You get all this, plus a circular driveway. You get into Meadow Springs in South Richland, and this is priced at $180,000. That price point for South Richland in that neighborhood rarely exists. We expect this one to move very quickly, potentially today or tomorrow. So this is a popular property. I know it's going to be a quick one, and so we're very excited about that as pick one. Pick number two, Mike just talked a lot about those FHA, those VA programs, some of those low-down programs. Here is a perfect starter home to get into, 1423 West 5th Place in Kennewick. This is a three-bedroom, one-bath home. It's just over 1,000 square feet, and the couple has just done an amazing job updating this. They themselves were a first-time home buyer. They went in and did a ton of the projects, so it's ready for the next person. Large living room, newer carpet. The kitchen's been updated with new counters and cabinets. Here's the big one. Brand new, basically, within the last 8 months. Brand new central heat and air.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, fabulous new central heat and air. Formal dining room. Main bedroom is on the downstairs level with beautiful hardwood floors, plus two bedrooms upstairs. Off-street parking and a private backyard, and we're talking $110,000.
Wow.
I mean, this really is. I mean, when people see the pictures of this, they see this property once again. That's 1423 West 5th Place. Be careful. There's Place and Avenue on 5th there. But this is on West 5th Place. You'll see our signs. Priced at $110,000 starter home. This place is amazing. Okay, pick number three. This property is near and dear to my heart because I sold this property to this couple. It must have been 7 or 8 years ago. It's back on the market. They're moving out of the area. I loved this property when I sold it to them, and now I super duper triple love it when you hear about the work they've done to it. So what this is out on Sunset Drive in Burbank. So right at Hood Park there, you're going to take a left on Ice Harbor Road, and then you're right past Hood Park, your first left you can take is Sunset Drive. So this is a three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler. We talked about Hood Park. It's 1.6 acres. And it backs up to the park. In fact, the back fence has a gate. You want to talk about having a big yard and not having to take care of it? You open the gate and run out
the park.
And run out to the park and the river. It's got a large, bright living room. It flows right into the kitchen. There's a breakfast nook in the kitchen. Steps out to the extended patio. Very nice sized bedrooms. The couple I sold to, they put a new roof on it in 2010. And then here's what just is over the top. They've added a 27 by 30 shop in the backyard.
Oh,
you know,
my.
Once again, this is on the acreage. So you've still got a huge backyard. You've still got an irrigated pasture. You're in an amazing location in Burbank. You're on 1.6 acres, and we've priced this house at $195,000.
What?
Yeah, it is. I mean,
wow.
It is really one of those properties that people tell you all the time, gosh, Lance, I'd love to find a house not too big in the country on some acreage under $200,000. This is that house.
Wow.
And so 1024 West Sunset Drive in Burbank. Check it out for sure. Now, I know this is pick three. But we have a bonus pick this week. Yeah. And so, like I said, I'm with all the great property, I'm not even sure I'll get to my topic. But this is one of those properties where they don't come on the market very often. It's definitely a rare opportunity. And so what we're talking about is 4.16 acres, over 4 acres,
mm-hmm.
on the Yakima River.
Ooh.
Here's the big thing, too, that makes this house so special. Not only is it 4 acres, not only is it on the Yakima River, but it's accessible and close to town. Nothing against him, but sometimes you get way out on Harrington Road, yeah. you get way out there. It takes a while to get to those properties. This is 1651 Jones Road. As you're driving on Van Giesen off mm-hmm. the bypass headed into West Richland, right before you cross the bridge yeah. into West Richland, there's a left on that follows the river on Jones Road. So this property, second property in on the right-hand side, 4.16 acres, 2,200 square foot rambler, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths. You've got a large living room, fireplace, kitchen opens to the family room. Family room is where you get those large picture windows, and you're mm-hmm. staring right out at the river. I mean, it
wow.
is the most amazing view that I have seen. I mean, this is just really one of those. This is why it's a bonus pick this week, one of those amazing properties. You've got a covered patio. You've got a fully fenced backyard, and your yard runs right into the Yakima River. They've got water rights to water the pasture
Ooh.
And the acreage. So you can have animals. You can have horses. You can be on the river, and you can run. I didn't say drive. You can run to the court club and be with all of your amenities
mm-hmm.
in 3 or 4 minutes. So literally, this is just one of those properties where you're like, we're on the river, we're in town, we're close to the bypass. You're getting everything
you want
in this property, and that's priced at $450,000.
Wow.
Which for a river property with that location, we're really expecting this to have a lot of movement on it. So
oh, yes.
That is a bonus pick. If you have any questions about that, my cell phone number is 727-8977, and I'd be glad to show you any of those properties. We're super excited about those. I had a second bonus pick, but we sold it on the way. On the way here, I got word we're under contract. Beautiful home in Country Ridge. And we just basically, by the time I wrote the ad, it was sold. But there is
That's
a lot
called being effective.
There is a lot of great, great property for you to look at. We are super excited about these properties, and it's going to be an amazing month. It's been an amazing February. We talked about February being way up numbers, 20% mm-hmm. ahead of last year, and it looks like March is going to be the same way. So now that I've used the majority of my second segment here, I do have a couple minutes, I think, here to go over just a quick thing. One of the things that I just wanted to touch on is kind of the importance of having a great team on your side as you move into the spring market.
Mm-hmm.
We had a testimonial this week that we really appreciated. It came from some customers of us. We had a gentleman by the name of Arnie that sold a house up in Canyon Lakes with us. He had moved out of town, had previously had the house on the market, hadn't had a lot of success. So he went to our website, submitted a testimonial this week, and I was just going to read that off. I can't read the whole thing because it's a family show, and I don't filter the testimonial, so there's one word I will skip. I mean, when we get a testimonial, it goes on the website as written.
As is.
So Arnie writes, Lance Kenmore and his team busted their...
Okay.
We'll leave that part blank to get our house sold. We had moved out of town, and they stayed in constant contact, getting the job done. We got our asking price, the best realtors we've ever had, and we'll recommend them to everyone we know. So it's just an
wow.
amazing testimonial, but it's more of a testimonial to my team and, mm-hmm. and their closing processes and what they do to stay on top of that. And that is just that he was out of town. It was difficult because it was a special house, so we had to double-check showings and make sure doors were locked after showings and stuff because
mm-hmm.
it was a 3-story, very tall house with lots of doors.
Mm-hmm.
So we were there a lot at the house a lot. And then once we got under contract and went through our inspection time period, the home needed repairs done to it, and the buyer needed those repairs done prior to closing
mm-hmm.
To meet their conditions of funding and their loan and stuff. Well, he was obviously on the west side of the state, couldn't be here to coordinate that.
Mm-hmm.
So we called upon a lot of our experts, a lot of the contractors we work with, coordinated getting those repairs made, met them at the house, let them in, even came up with strategies that would work as we ran into difficulties with some of those. And in the end, got it all done and coordinated. And so it was a big process, and I definitely could not have done it on my own. It took a matter of having Chris at my team coordinate that, Galen on my team from the listing mm-hmm. coordinator, making sure that the property was secure and that type of access. And then our contractors that we worked with. We've had them on the show before. We had yep. Elite Renovations out there with us, and we had two or three other contractors out there taking care of some septic issues, bids on hooking up to sewer. So a lot of people involved. It wasn't just us. You know, it was a lot of people in our local community. It was Mahaffey, Elite Renovations, home inspectors, plumbers and electricians, getting the electricians out there. So it really was one of those situations. I thought the testimonial was a great way to say that when we say that there are 20 to 35 different people touched in the file to get a property closed and sold, it is a very difficult process. And when done correctly, this is what we like to see from our clients. Mm-hmm. When they leave, they knew they didn't have to worry about it. They literally came over from Seattle. They signed the paperwork. They got their check the next day. And they're back and done. So that's what we really like to see. We are super busy working on all of those types of closings right now. We specialize in that type of stuff. If there is a vacant home, if there is somebody out of town that needs that type of service and has had trouble getting a coordinator, kind of a quarterback for the whole process,
yep.
We really love to take on those challenges. So I'm at 727-8977. We'd love to help anybody in that situation. It is an amazing market right now. Mm-hmm. We are just out there having a blast. Love to see the property coming on. Love the pick three and the bonus we had today because showing buyers that property, that's what gets me charged up. Selling those properties, happy sellers, happy buyers, and looking at the amazing inventory. This is a go time for us, and we're glad to be here and doing it. And we will be back next week, every Saturday morning, right here, talking about real estate
on New Talk 870.